This live broadcast from the Chicago Blackhawks game tonight at the United Center is being brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park. We look at your business for success and sponsored by Geico. Visit McGeico.com or 800-947-AUTO. All right. Well, we are at the United Center. It's Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. And we
look
have
who's here.
Chef Mike. God, I love it when
he
Chef Mike's here.
You.
Because there's a – first of all, it just tells me I'm at the United Center, and we have so much fun when we're here in advance of the game because we get to see the energy and the change in the venue and watch all the food prep people come in and get ready for the night and watch all the security people have their little they have powwows at all the gates where they talk about what it is that they're going to do and who they're going to rough up. I mean, it is just the most amazing thing. And I, what time do you have to get here?
Well, I have a really good team. I have a good team of chefs. So I usually come in around noon, depending on the start time of the game. But we'll have a chef in around 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And then there's the chef that we rotate that actually will stay till about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning closing down the business.
Wow. And so and the United Center is booked, it seems like, especially now you had David Gilmour was here for three nights, right? You had concerts. I lost my hearing at Earth, Wind & Fire last week. I just want to point that out.
Barely coming back.
Yes, it's barely coming back. And then, you know, when you had the Bulls and the Hawks. Now, it looks like, you know, the Hawks are going to be in the playoffs, so we'll have to see about the Bulls. But the, you know, it's you got somebody here. It's the place is almost always going, right?
There is no more. In our business, it used to be the off-season.
Or downtime.
Yeah, there is no more here. I mean, there's always, like you said, there's something going on. There are those little periods where April, May, they're not really booking things because of playoffs.
Right.
But once things open up, they're out there trying to fill those spots.
Right. Right.
I know this year you introduced a lot of local foods like from restaurants kind of participating as partners with United Center. But you said there's also going to be special stuff, special entrees and offerings for playoffs.
Yeah, we always try to – we gradually, as we start in the playoffs, we'll up our game as well, just like the teams. And we start doing little higher-end cuts of meat down in Kettle One as far as bigger – maybe like a 48-ounce porterhouse.
Oh,
or,
wow.
You know, like
they call that the Rokan down there.
I was going to say.
And
that's
then,
up your
you know,
alley.
We'll do, we try to give back to the people as well. We'll do random acts of kindness in suites and in the clubs where they might get a little something extra when they show up for the event.
Oh.
It could be like a mini burger or a shrimp cocktail or different things like that. So as we go farther in the playoffs, things get better and better and better. And
the budget goes up because you're selling tickets. Let's just be honest. I know what's going
tickets.
On here.
They
give you a
pricey
little more
tickets.
Dough to play with. You know, to me, it's always so much fun to watch this because it is there's a reality show or there's at least a document, not even a reality show because that's got a bad connotation, but this is a great behind the scenes to see how this building operates day in and day out and as they transition to the different events that they've got to have. You know, it's, you know, people have seen now the ice, the maintenance of the ice and putting the basketball court over or concert floor over and then taking it out and getting ready.
Which in and of itself is really spectacular that happens.
It is amazing. And they've got these time lapse, images of it. And so you can see it happening in real quick time. But what really goes on in the bowels of this place, right, you know, as they're moving, as the trucks are loading stuff in and when the TV networks come in to do a network hockey game versus a local hockey game, how that looks, and then what you guys are doing, how you get the food out to the place that you got to get it to because this is a big building.
You got a lot of mouths to feed.
It is, and, we're very lucky, though. We have two big freight elevators. One on each side, which helps the movement of the food. But we also, we have a lot of history, and we also have, you know, my team is just like any team. I have foodies, I have production people, so we're able to all together figure out how to coordinate, you know, when you have an NCAA, when you have meals for the cheerleaders, meals for the players, meals for the TV crew.
How many guys are volunteering for the cheerleader gig?
Well, they kind of put them right back downstairs, so they're kind of in the view of everybody right there by the Zamboni room.
How do they differ, what they serve the cheerleaders and the players? Like, what are the taste preferences?
Well, I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but usually they're getting, like, a sandwich and a piece of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to the players, definitely it's focused on carbs. And
a lot of calories.
And things like that, especially if it's pregame or postgame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, the NCAA, now, that was interesting. Did you have to feed the teams for the NCAA Sweet 16?
Yeah, they had you know, it's basic stuff because they're young kids. You can't get too fancy or they'll, right. they'll walk right past.
Kale.
But there's a lot of pasta. No kale.
No kale.
No kale.
Just curious.
French fries. Yeah. Lots of French fries. Pizza.
Wow. Hot dogs and mac and cheese.
Then you put out cots for them to take a nap, and then they start all over again. Now, it's interesting because the NCAA has a rule about alcohol in a building, too, right? So at NCAA events, you can't serve beer or wine or their spirits. So I remember at the NCAA, was it 5, 6 years ago, whenever it was, there was a workaround where the exterior bars that have an entrance on the exterior of the United Center were allowed to serve alcohol to people, but you couldn't do it inside. Isn't it was the same rule?
Yeah, same rule. Brew pub was that way. You couldn't enter from inside the building, but outside the building you can enter. And then there's no reentry once you come in the building. You can't leave the building to go back in through the brew pub. So it's one of those things that maybe over time will change.
Yeah, it makes it tough. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're harder days because they're really, you know, in our world, you know, there's not a lot of money involved with pouring a beer. You know, it's a win when you're selling beverage. It covers a lot of things. So, you know, the push out food for a build, you know, the building just food and pop, you know, for 20-some thousand people, they're tough days.
It costs money. I mean, right, in terms of the dollar amounts. And that's really what your gig is, right? Watching the money go in and go out.
Yeah.
And it is tough. I mean, pouring a beer, it is the great trick of, well, it's basically kept the food service industry alive is beer because beer, I don't know what your costs are, but beer can be, you know, fairly inexpensive per glass. And then if you're charging
sure.
five, six, seven, eight, $10, woohoo! Giddy up, as you like
cha-ching.
To say.
I say a lot of giddy up.
So that's
not to give out too many secrets, but I love that because it helps my labor.
Yes.
Sure.
Right. And it's right. It takes 14 seconds to do. And
right.
it's not that I it would seem to time it, but that's exactly what it takes.
Well, looking back on the season, because I remember when you first were introducing this new partnership with all the local restaurants and everyone was so excited about that. What's been popular? What's like been a must-do next year?
I think everything has found its own little niche, and there's more conversations about what could we do for next year. And, of course, there's a line of people now that want to see if they can get into the United Center.
Of course.
And I think it's also spurring things throughout the country because it seems we're doing more and more tours and different things like that for people. And once they realize what was happening here and how we did it and how we did it it wasn't seamless, but I think from the fans' perspective, they didn't see all the little things that we were working through. I think from their perspective, they were like, wow, this is great. You know, I'm getting a Big Star taco. I'm getting some chicken from Lily
awesome.
Q.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, it took us a little bit to work through all that, but it was funny. We were having a conversation the other day, and I said, you know, how many prep cooks did we have in the beginning of the year for this? And it's like, well, we have, like, more than half of them are gone now.
Oh, wow.
Not fired or anything, but we got more, you know, you streamline things and you get more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we first started, it was like, oh, my God. And now it's like we're doing the same work with half the people.
Yeah, I know. Well, it is. It, but again, I mean, we talk about it all the time when you're here, but it's just an amazing process. And to see, just get the little peek behind the scenes here and for to however we can, and it's kind of visual, but however we can explain it, is it's really amazing to watch because you've got these people who, you know, when you go up to a stand, and especially if you're a sporting event, you just want to get through it fast. You don't want to think about it. You're not thinking
right.
about the people behind, you know, there who are taking your money and getting you the food. And sometimes you go, oh, come on, you know, like that. You know how hard it is to be able to, especially in the beginning. I can just speak from personal experience last week at the Chicago Earth, Wind & Fire show. Is that, you know, it was a little bit of an older crowd, you know, for that
sure.
kind of thing. And I just realized that I was the youngest person at the place. And
must have felt good.
Yeah, not really. And I and you know, so everybody wanted to go to the liquor bars here, not to just to get a beer, but they wanted to go get a wine or you know,
cocktail,
vodka, something or another. And the line was just, you know, was forever because, like, everybody in the place, you know, had to have a specific kind of thing, right? Because the older they get. You get it. It's so much easier with the kids or the sports fans.
Pouring
they just
the
want
beers.
A beer. They want a, you know, they want a hot dog or they want something, you know, a hand food,
right?
To, you know, to get through. And these people are, you know, they're making each thing individually and it's hard and it's, you know, you be kind and tip the people who are here, who are taking care of you because watching them throughout the afternoon as they're prepping right now. They're working their keisters off prepping. Then when they get in the weeds, when they've got, you know, in between periods or whatever it is, just remember, be very nice. That's all I'd like to say.
That's great advice.
That is really good advice.
Sure, you appreciate it. But the strategy behind it must be something, though, too, because you know you have different crowds when you have Katy Perry here or whether you have Earth, Wind, and Fire here or it's a game or something like that. Do you look at that in terms of, like, the food and beverage and what's going to be going on?
Yes, we do. Prior to me coming here, I've been here for 7 years, they've kept every single event. So we're able to go back and look. Oh, when was Katy Perry here last? Oh, what did we do when she was here?
You have the data.
And have that history. And then with Levy being so big, you're able to share that information cross-company. Oh, you just had Earth, Wind, and Fire. They're coming to the UC. What were your sales like? Was it heavy food? Was it heavy beverage? Was it cocktails? Was it beer?
It was cocktails.
Ro did the information mining for you.
Basically me doing it for you, but I saw it. I saw it in real time. And soft foods, I seem to recall.
Soup was popular.
There was a lot of soft
with
food.
Soft potatoes.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And also there was insulin, I think, at one. We should have an insulin counter.
Oxygen
here.
Machine.
Yes, so that would have been good, too. Yeah, defibrillator. All right, so and we're looking forward now. Every time you're here, the Hawks win. Hawks win tonight. They probably go on to play St. Louis in the first series, and that will be a lot of fun. And, you know, the longer we go, Chef, the more fun it becomes, right?
It's awesome, and there's such a great vibe in the building when it's playoff time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the real fun starts.
It is, for sure. And let's hope. I mean, I think there's – basically, I think the Bulls need a few lightning strikes and a team to get disqualified from further play. Or an ownership group to sell the team to a Canadian organization before now. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to actually happen.
Technically could happen, yeah. I suppose.
They might be able to play in the Greek playoffs. I don't know if that's going to work out in the Greek basketball league, but whatever.
We'd accept that at this point.
But because it's fun when they're both in, right?
Yeah.
Because that keeps you just on your toes.
Yeah, and it's even fun, like, a couple years back, if you remember, they were both in, and we had to delay a game a couple days because Oprah Winfrey had some of her final shows here.
Yeah.
So there's always something like that that could pop up, too.
Gosh,
that just makes it even
so
that
exciting.
Much more exciting.
You always got to clear the road. It's like the president.
Oh, yeah.
Clear the road for Oprah.
Yeah, really.
Hey, what did David Gilmour eat? Do we know?
No.
No?
No, nothing special.
Oh.
Yeah.
Again, I'm always interested in the aging rock stars because they have to stay thin and healthy, and it's hard work what they're doing.
There was some mahi-mahi last night with some Brussels sprouts and some turkey just with veggies.
It's so boring.
Yeah, it's very boring. I'm telling you, the older groups eat so, so healthy.
Well, Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire, they had a show the night before. They were then playing – they played here last Friday. They played up in the Twin Cities on Saturday, and then on Monday they were in Columbus. And I think – was it last night or the night before? They were in New York Chicago was there getting inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, actually.
Wow.
No, in New York. That's where they do the presentation.
So they have to stay healthy. I mean
– and it was like – but – and that show, oh, my God. I mean, I got tired watching it. I cannot imagine what it would be like to be up there doing it, right? I mean, some of these guys are like my dad's age.
And they're in great shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, Ozzy was very at the very end of, but he was trying to move around on stage. I mean, you know, I guess there's something to say about, they say, you know, live like a rock star.
What was he eating? Was he eating normal stuff, or did he ask for anything cool?
Nah, he didn't ask for anything special.
I think he just doesn't want to tell us because he's that good about protecting. Yeah, how'd you understand him enough to be able to take his order? Is that a problem?
Right.
Will you bring us one of those green player drinks next time? I think we need to be
healthy.
Oh,
sure,
again.
For playoffs. When you come back, we'll bring some whatever we're running as a special during that time. We'll definitely
bring that green drink is something. That green drink is one of the best things I've ever had.
You just feel healthier drinking it.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing in there because it tastes good, though. That's the important thing.
Yeah, if you didn't look and see a green.
I close my eyes. Mike, I close my eyes for everything. That's the best way to get through life. All right. Chef Mike Arcimone, the guy who runs the entire joint around here at the United Center, making sure everybody gets fed.